In the words of Philip Graham Ryken, a contemporary author and pastor, sin is an offense against the holiness of God. That's as clear, as concise as I'm aware of, although there are many others. But in Proverbs 28, verse 13, he who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion. My text for today comes from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Now, there are many ways to apply that, but I'm going to apply it to our understanding and our daily study of Scripture. John Owen, a Puritan, once said that there is nothing that sets men a greater distance from divine instruction than a proud conceit of their own wisdom, wit, parts, and abilities. As when we begin to lean on our own understanding of God's revealed word and consider ourselves wise, then we can begin to drift in spiritual complacency, that our zeal for God's revealed word may begin to wane. It is a daily effort. We cannot rest. We must begin every day afresh. In Philippians 2, verse 12, so then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Certainly no rest there. To grow in grace and knowledge. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. We're also to build our foundation. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 and 11. According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We are to examine ourselves. Test yourselves to see if you're in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail the test. That is from 2 Corinthians 13:5. An exhortation that expresses what should be our gratitude. From 1 Peter 2, verses 2 and 3. Like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. Once again, our salvation. If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord, and I think we all have. We are not to rest in ourselves, but in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Please pray with me. We confess, Father, that we tend towards complacency and are tempted to rest in our own understanding of your word. We pray for your forgiveness and ask that you guide and strengthen us in our efforts, that through the Holy Spirit, our understanding be sanctified, so that we may be better, honor, and glorify you, our Heavenly Father. For it is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.